Also at the top of the show, we whack out a little tip off the top. Shagger, let's start with you. What's your tip off the top?
Mine is Geelong, race 11, number 8, Diorite Fire.
Miss City Girl angling up on the inside. Diorite Fire goes to it, though, takes the lead. Miss City Girl tries to come back on the inside, but Diorite Fire won it. From Miss City Girl, Aston Elsie, then Riverdale.
I'm going to head to race 6, Mandura. We'll go from box 2, divided. Looks well marked here. He's going to be short enough. He'll be about 210, 220, but he looks like a very good chance.
Racing now, Divided Dwelt, beginning swiftly. Twix Minnelli carves across and leads. Sudoku Jaguar, Fiorella forward. Divided's trying to push forward. Divided, first rule the fence. Sudoku Jaguar, Divided's out late. Flying Divided has won from Twix Minnelli, who flew third, his first rule.
There's a dog here in box one called So Tough. It's the only dog in this race that actually regularly runs over the 600 meter distance. Like the other dogs in this race have gone over 600, but this dog's doing a week in, week out, so you have no problem staying on here, no issues with fitness. He doesn't always get the win, but like he's been running against dogs like Hasty Yes, Fleck Minnelli, who are absolute champions, and they're not in this race, so hopefully this is the race set up for him tonight, so we're going to go with box one, So Tough.
Racing, jumping quickly, So Tough on the inside, also showing early speed was Laptop Wizard, and driving up on the inside was Historic Time. So Tough is the leader, out by a length and a half on Don't Guess to second, and then followed by Empty Chamber. Historic Time using plenty of the track, well back behind them, Chimera Minnelli, but on the corner, So Tough's the one to get over, out by two lengths on Don't Guess, and the Shane Train's back with So Tough, wins by four lengths, tight second, Don't Guess.
Meadows, race 3, number 7. Perfect Marshall.
Over near the inside, Perfect Marshall, followed then by Better Watch Out and Zipping Clipper. Jack Sparrow's trying to go it after Junk Food Junkie, who's still the leader. Junk Food Junkie, Jack Sparrow driving and flashing by Perfect Marshall. Perfect Marshall out of the ground, Junk Food Junkie. And Junk
woof, woof, woof. Just the three, just a treble of woofing today, because one of our fine feathered Labradors is not with us tonight, Andrew Gunner. Don't know where he is. Hope all is well. So Godspeed to Gunner. But the show must go on.
If anybody's actually seen him, please give us a call.
Yeah, the Lost Dogs Home might be his next place. No, but this isn't on Chasers for Sportsbet. SEN Track on your Friday evening. My favourite hour of the week, boys, because I get to talk a little bit of turkey with none other than the great Irish Hope from Scotland, Kenny White.
Good evening.
Kenny, how are you?
Good evening, listeners, and good evening, Paddy, and not Gunner because he's not here, but...
But you tell me that things are a little bit touch and go back in your homeland, COVID-wise. You want to fill us in?
I'm hoping nobody back there listens, because they might give out to me for making fun, but it's currently got the worst COVID rate in the UK and Ireland. According to the newspapers, due to the people's rebellious nature, apparently so, they've been going to the pubs despite the fact that the pubs were supposed to be closed.
I've only met one person from your town, Kenny, and I believe this.
Well, it doesn't sit well with me, because the Australian government have allowed you into Australia. And if you're coming from such a rebellious part of Ireland, then I think the only course of action here is to lock you up for another 6 weeks in your room. To be honest, we can't be having you out. That other voice which you heard just sort of peep into the show promises us today he has his microphone sorted. Old Shagadelic. Shagger, how are you?
Pretty good. Just
that's good. Don't be too
very,
excited.
Yeah, limber after doing all the gymnastics this morning of changing microphones and audio setups as per requests.
For those who obviously listen at home, we're recording from home at the moment. It's COVID world we're in. A few sort of headwinds we're running into when it comes to recording. We don't have the normal studio, and I'm sitting here from the bedroom office with the dog just sitting on my bed behind me. Rufus, say good day. No, he's asleep. But Shagger thought it would be a good idea to re-download the audio recording system 5 minutes before we're meant to record. didn't you?
I already had it downloaded. No, I was asked to put it on a different computer.
It is okay, the best. He's employed to watch Greyhound Reading and like, do all this complicated stuff like click on install.
Change your audio setup every week, please.
Correct. Okay, for fear of losing a lot of listeners because there might be a bit of editing to be done here in the start of the show and some stuff left on the cutting room floor. Another montage. We had one. You know, let's not let that fall to the wayside. There's about 10 in a row now. Some big winners. I think you had about four. Was it Kenny?
Oh, we no, could put I them only all in. Had two. I had a Top. It lobbed in at $5 or something. And then with a winner at Mandura as well. Can't remember who it was, but it won. That's all that matters.
Yeah. Well, that was shows how well I was listening during the montage, mate. It's just a plug in and play for me now, to be honest, because it's just an expected start of the show. But the big one we got was the non-chasers multi. We're starting to get a little run on now. That's two weeks in a row, isn't it, gentlemen?
Yes, on fire with the multis.
Like that. So I think it was what $3.50 2 weeks ago, $3 last week. We'll pipe up again. What are we going to do that we don't have Gunner? Will we get someone else's? Tip him, we might get the Sydney Whisperer.
We have the Sydney Whisperer. We have a man located up in Sydney there, and word on the street is he knows his stuff. He doesn't back losers,
Okay, good. Sweet. Well, that helps. Nice little sub in for Andrew Gunner, so that will work. So you can almost lock that little part of the multi in. Tip off is the top. Let's get it out because I've got a big announcement, Boysters, but let's get the tip off the top out of the way because they're racing very shortly.
Yeah,
I'll start with you, Shagger.
Got one at 10 past 10 at Geelong. So this is Geelong race 10, number 7, Kazoo. Fresh up off close to 4 months off the racetrack. I'm trusting Jeff Britton to have this runner back to his best. He had shown great promise early in his career, winning his maiden impressively at Ballarat, and I think he'll be back in form, ready to win tonight.
Just name again for us, mate.
It's Geelong race 10, number 7, Kazoo.
Live it, love it, dream it, breathe. Thank you very much. And Kenny, what have you got for us?
I'm going to go for a small double here. So in race 6 at Mandura, kicks off at 10:45 Eastern time. Going for box 1, Mermaid Minnelli, off the back of an absolutely astounding win last week at Cannington. And we'll double that into race 7, box 3, Fleck Minnelli. At current prices, that's going to pay at $4.35. I think it's actually going to be bigger later on, so maybe wait closer to the off. I think Fleck's going to drift.
Oh, this Fleck Minnelli is running every single Friday and Saturday of the year.
Yeah, Fleck is by far the best stayer in Western Australia. It's dropping back to 490 metres here where it tends to go off at bigger prices. I'm a massive fan of this dog. Like I've backed this to win the Bold Trees this year. I absolutely cannot wait until this comes over to Vic.
Exciting. An old flaky. Good stuff. Good tips off the top. Kenny.
Mm-hmm.
Cat dog. What happened?
I couldn't find one that beat 85, basically.
I beg your pardon? So we had Gunner come. So Gunner did decide to come to the show last week with Mitzi's Magic.
Yeah.
And it was a lot. It was sitting on 85, and then it raced that day and it lost. So it went to 86. So it drew ahead in Cat Dog, and you come to tell me that you didn't even try.
I mean, well, I was going to pretend that I'd try, but I honestly didn't. I had a busy day yesterday. There was a big race at Angle Park that I had to look after. So I'll do some research over the weekend and come back next week.
Wow. This segment's gone the way of the dogs. Gentlemen, speaking of close finishes and photo finishes, even though we completely weren't talking about close finishes and photo finishes, this photo of the photo finish at the Meadows on Saturday night went viral for the Greyhound and the Magpie. Have you ever seen something like that in your life before?
Not quite.
I once seen a rabbit sitting in the middle of a horse track at Dundalk back in Ireland, but it wasn't there for the photo.
But it was remarkable how the Magpie was just a smidgen behind in the photo.
Oh, it was just about beat. Like if the sports bet would have paid out, if that would have gone up, like we would have paid out in the two on the black and white.
It's very funny. We almost should have. You boys should have just triggered that, paid out the black and white. It could have been very, very funny.
Is that something we can do if a magpie ever like gets in a photo again? We'll give money back and all runners.
What about maybe if the Pies make the granny this year? Not looking that lively, by the way.
I wonder what the legalities would have been if the Magpie had won that and we actually paid out on the black and white.
Yeah, if there was some sort of automated system that just seen the colours.
Excellent. No, it was very funny. I haven't seen it before. To be honest, I'll put a tweet out. To me, it just looked like the Blue Dog was just chasing the Magpie. Nothing to see here at all. Your thoughts? No? Penny for your thoughts? You boys don't want to speak today or something? Is it quiet?
I'm just focused on those own Magpies that'll be playing on Saturday.
Okay. Good chat. Now, Kenny,
yeah,
you have broken a cardinal sin in relation to WhatsApp groups in the last 24 hours. Yep. Before I drill into this, would you like to potentially confess what you may have done last night?
I did a serious piece of after timing, and I'm disappointed you're even bringing this up on the show because I don't like talking about after timing.
Yeah, buddy, spot on.
Yeah.
Now, hang yourself out to dry, mate, because what did you do?
You're actually making me after time on a radio show. I backed a $100 winner, and I told the group after it won.
Oh, get out. How's this? He gets a $100 winner. Carries on like a pork chop, and he tells us after the race. So that is a severe and utter reprimand. And if Gunner was here, he'd be having a real tap on your shoulder. Well, a virtual tap on your shoulder, of course, and having a stern word. Don't do it again. Where was that, by the way?
It was at the world famous Dapto Dogs.
Oh, Dapto.
It was race 3, box 2, Amity Affliction. It actually got pummeled at the start and came back and won, which was a massive run for $100.
Okay, mate, we get it. We get it. You backed a $100 winner. I've never, to this day, backed anything over 50-1 in a single.
I think that's the biggest I've ever had. I've had a few like 33s and 40-1 shots, but...
Yeah. No, I've never had Have you, Shagger? You would have.
I've had a couple, I've had a couple that have gone off around the hundreds and 70s and stuff, but, they don't come around too often.
Still chasing the Golden Goose. You're
relying on your mates to let you in before the race on those sort of ones.
Tell you after. Hey, Saturday, quick look. Where are they tomorrow morning?
Ballarat. Also Angle Park racing in the morning, but Ballarat kicks off around 8:42 a.m. Race 1, I'm suggesting a same race multi here, Dance Diva Dance to run top 2 and Slingshot Bailey to run top 2. I think the 3, Dance Diva Dance, might win that race. Have tipped that one before, actually, when she made her debut over the slightly longer trip at Bendigo, where she led and got run down. She's been consistent out of the boxes her first few runs. Should find the lead in this. There's not a lot of early pace here. Slingshot Bailey should be up close to the speed too, and I think between the two of them, they should be good enough to run the Quinella.
That is music to my ears, Shagadelic. Very well, eloquently put.
The music to your ears will be when they run 1-2, hopefully.
Oh, I like that. Do you want to throw us to a break, Shagger?
We'll be back right after this.
Oh, very good. We'll see you shortly. Welcome back to the non-chasers. A real hearty blue-collar greyhound podcast that we just love on the reg, don't we, boys?
Absolutely.
Jeez, you guys are afraid to talk. We're a radio show and you guys are afraid to talk today.
He misses Gunner. He sorely misses Gunner. Who's always interrupting him.
Well, that's the thing. Normally it's a bit of a blueprint. We come back from an ad break and there's a bit of... 35-40 seconds of absolute clutter from me, and it's Gunner who normally breaks me down. But you boys, feel free to get in there and tell me to shut up because I'm talking absolute crap. I can hear people in their cars.
I'm going
to
do that in a minute, actually. Yeah, good.
Well, funny you say that, Shagger, and it is coming right now because here at the Non-Chasers, we are a very accountable bunch. We'll always talk about results when they go our way. Obviously, with the montage, we will talk about results when they don't go our way. Obviously,
the non-chasers. Sorry to interrupt. I think it's time to move to the next segment already, isn't it?
No, stop.
We're going to run out of time to get all the winners out there.
Stay on your leash. And
you're not in the best run of winners.
Yeah. Now, last week, Shagger said something. Now, I was thinking, do I put this in its own segment or is there another segment in this great show where this fits perfectly? And then I had a little light bulb moment, ding. What Shagger did last week was certainly a horror call. Oh, I've just melded it into horror call. So, Shagger, you, my friend, are part of the illustrious Hall of Fame here on horror calls. Last week you came out and said that a certain dog is over the hill. Over the hill, probably won't be winning again in group company. And we just know how that ends. Have a listen to what was said last week on this very show. Is Tornado Tears going to win another race like this again?
Look, he did put in a few runs where he showed flashes of his old self recently, but look, I think in the group races there are just a few up and comers that are that are going to be a bit tough for him now that he's getting a bit longer in the tooth.
Yeah. Okay. Jeez. Oh, whack to connections of Tornado Tears.
Mind you, tears in this race. Has been in pretty good form lately. So if he was to jump out on the bunny here, and Houdini Boy was to find a bit of trouble, wouldn't put it past Here's Tears to be able to sneak home another win.
Match race. Here's Tears and Houdini Boy. You'd suggest
Houdini.
Houdini, yeah.
Yeah, baby.
Pete Riley, friend of the show. Next time we get him on, don't think Shagger will be putting in the call, given what he said about Tornado Tears. Shagger might have to sit out the 10 minutes that we have Pete Riley on the show.
Oh, no, great respect to Tornado Tears, but look, they can't keep winning forever. So, the new wave stays coming through now.
Houdini Boy side to begin out the back would have been Look Fancy Dancy showing speed to the inside. There was Jable second driving through Blazing Cartier. Blazing Cartier takes lead. Houdini Boy shuffled out to the tail on the first turn and down the straight with a lap to go. Blazing Cartier led by three. Over here says up to second. Then came Tornado Tears followed by Jable Seek 4 or 5 lengths away. Houdini Boy's on the march now. They were followed further back over to the inside. Third last as they run down the back straight then by Lone Seeker. And then came Look Fancy Dancy and keep coming off the back straight. And down on the inside, it's Tornado Tears narrowly coming at them there. Houdini Boy on the outside, followed further back by Here's Tears, turning for home. It's Tornado Tears, the inside, and Houdini Boy. Tornado Tears, too good on the top. Get Video Cup for Houdini Boy, followed by Jable second. They were followed by...
Hold on a second, lads. Buddy, you've actually coerced them into saying this. I think both of you should be put in the Horror Calls Hall of Fame here.
No. The words came straight from Shagger's mouth. We heard what he said there. Tornado Tears, best days are past him, and he's not going to win in group company again. And then we just heard the call. We heard it from start to finish. Tornado Tears wins at $17. Thank you, mother, for the rabbits. That is how it always goes.
Absolutely. Imagine putting the knocker on one of the greatest dogs of all time. I mean,
I recall you doing that in about February, Kenny. But look, Paddy, you basically suggested he was gone, and I wanted to back you up. And I think the general gist of what I was saying last week that this dog was past his best and not a major threat in the group races. He's gone and slammed egg all over my face on Saturday, winning a Group 3. He got within about 13 lengths of his PB at the Meadows with that run on the weekend, so probably a couple of lengths quicker than where I thought he was at. So I'll stand by my remarks in terms of him being a long way off his best, but we'll have to, say that, he's probably not going to be a serious contender for the Group 1s.
You're not doing it again. You're not doing it again.
For the Group 1s.
You're not putting the accident on
top that whack.
Oh, no.
He's saluting the Group 3. He's been a true champion, I must say. And, even though I have to just cop it for him winning on the weekend,
He's doubled down. He's actually doubled down.
On the remark that he is a long way off his best. And I think the time reflected that. But I was actually, even though I knew I was going to cop it, I was actually happy to see the old boy still in that feature race. I was glad for him to win again. I love seeing the champions get up.
Apparently, Tornado Tears heard this last week. And this is what I've gotten riled up to win. So I think it's time to start doing massive multis on Tornado Tears to do several Group 1 wins.
Kenny has tried to dig you out of a hole here, Jagger. He's tried to give you a leg up saying that I coerce you, and you've doubled down. You've doubled down and said he won't do it again. And funny you say that, Kenny, that Tornado Tears actually listened to this podcast last week. I guarantee you that Tornado Tears would have audibly heard this podcast on the way to the Meadows on the Saturday, because Pete Riley tweeted us saying, "I'm listening to the show on the way to the Meadows." So Tornado Tears has 100,000,000% heard the podcast.
Anyone that backed him, you can thank me for inspiring that dog to pull out a little bit of extra.
Oh, very funny. Well, there you have it. Shag has doubled down and said that Tornado Tears is cast, even though we tried to help him.
Just a long way off his best.
Oh, wow. Keep digging. We need a shovel sponsor. Hey, good work there on Horror Calls. Tommy Shelby, the team at Tommy Shelby HQ, said come down to Cannington last Saturday. We'll give you a free frothy. I asked Kenny if it was on the proviso of the dog won. You said no, that only if you come down. But it'll be winning anyway, and it didn't win. Tommy Shelby did not win last Saturday night. What happened?
He just missed the kick. I mean, he's off the back of 6 wins in a row. Every time, like, was best of the night. It just goes to show, like, they're not robots, these things. So they're inclined to be off form now and again. But I wouldn't be too worried about that run last week. He's heading off to Wendy now. It hasn't affected his price or anything for the $1 million chase. He'll be back to his best next run out. Just didn't have a good night. Mermaid Manelli, the winner, ran well, and these things happen.
Little blip on the radar. Fair enough. You mentioned $1 million chase futures and all this sort of jazz. Who is the current sports bet favourite for the big $1 million chase? Come on, it's not far away now. I'm seeing ads on the TV. How good's that?
Loving it, yeah. We've got Flying Ricardo and Shimmer Shine at the pointy end of the market there. Both dogs with a bit of speed. Tommy Shelby sitting not far behind them. Ritter Cohen and obviously the champ Simon Told Helen. Be interesting, very interesting to see how Simon Told Helen goes in the semis. Was a little bit disappointing in terms of stopping the clock when he went around tomorrow. So it'll be interesting to see how David Burnett gets him going for the semis.
Yeah. Talking about $1 million chase, there's a fantastic card at Wentworth Park tomorrow night as well for the $1 million chase qualifiers. Have you any fancies tomorrow night, Shagger?
I haven't actually had my eyes across the preludes a lot. Just bear with me if you want to chat about a couple of yours and I'll go and find the ones that I did spot. I just don't know what race numbers they were in.
This is the ultimate padding show. Ask me a question and I'll say, bear with me and we'll come back. What are you guys talking about? I asked a simple question. What's the favourite for $1 million chase? And it's turned into 2 minutes of garble. All right, from one future to the other, 49 days now to the Melbourne Cup, the big Melbourne Cup down here at Shandown. Will Shandown be back and kicking by then?
Yeah, Shandown's back on Sunday.
Yeah, it's back
beautiful. On Sunday. Well, trials, good race there from your host.
They had trials there during the week as well, so back on Sunday. Great to see. Hopefully get a decent card there next week as well.
Oh, boy, yes. For sure, get down to Shandown, of course. Great dim sim and all-you-can-eat package. Or you actually can't go as a spectator at the moment, so don't do that anytime soon. Boys, I got a little update on my pooch. He's had a couple of trials. Now, he's trialed around Bendigo over the 425 meter distance. I have a time. I've officially got a time. I've got vision of my dog. He's done two trials and he looks pretty flash. I'm not going to tell the time because you guys will probably just line him right in on all futures markets. Have you done any more digging as to who it might be?
We haven't got a clue. He hasn't run yet. So has he been entered yet, or do you know if his debut's coming up soon?
No, not entered yet. He's got to have his one more trial to the sort of race clearance trial. You know, they got to do them.
Yeah.
Just to sort of get the tick of approval from stewards and co. That's him.
Very good.
So we could see him in the Melbourne Cup yet.
Yeah.
So you're expecting in the next, what, 2-3 weeks that he'll make his debut?
Hopefully. Yeah. 2-3 weeks. Yep. It seems to be 2-3 weeks is the time frame given, you know, and a week will go by and it's still 2-3 weeks. It's sort of stuck on the 2-3 week time frame. Anyway, that's all right. Hey, we'll take a quick break. I have a big, big, big announcement on the side of the break. So before we get to Invest in the Western Lecce, I have a very, very big announcement regarding the non-chasers. We'll be back shortly. Welcome back to the non-chasers here on SEN Track and Sportsbet. And I have a big announcement, boys. I do generally come saying I've got big grand-esque announcements, but this one is a big one because this will be the last time you're hearing us this late on the airwaves and on a Friday night. All right, we are changing nights like a little hermit crab in the night. We're just picking up our home and we're moving across to Wednesday evenings. Wednesday evenings. Do you want to have a stab at the time we're doing this, Shagger, on a Wednesday evening?
I reckon it's
more
palatable. About 7 o'clock would be nice.
7 o'clock. Maybe, bang on.
Maybe that's why Gunnar's not here today. He's probably thinking, oh, we've changed to Wednesday nights. He's snapping today and not bothered.
He's preparing. So there you have it. Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. will be the new time for the non-chasers on SEN Track. So great stuff. We'll now be able to talk about the Thursday night, bit of a preview on the Thursday night action. Obviously, our big race is coming around the corner on Thursday nights. We'll be able to talk more Dapto stuff. So a much more friendlier home for the non-chasers. So can't wait for that. And look, was meant to make that announcement off the top of the show, but we had too much, you know, garbage to talk and off the top. So
you're back at it again.
you boys are learning. I like it. Hey, I did digress at the end of the last before the break there, and decided to take talking about the Melbourne Cup futures and started talking about my own dog. So
yeah, you're tying those together. So I'm thinking this dog's got a serious chance. It should be in that market. It could be in that market. I don't even know.
So we completely missed talking about the futures. Kenny, give us a quick update on the Melbourne Cup futures. 49 days away.
Yeah, so at the front end of the market, we've got something.
Wow.
We've got Catch the Thief and Simon Told Helen are running at the front end of the market at 8-1 each. But what I'd like to touch on today is, let's talk about the pups, the new dogs on the scene that we think might have a chance. I'm going to kick off here with an old mate of mine, one of my old boom dogs. He's currently out injured, but he should be back soon. He's a WA Raider Sunset Spitfire. He's got 29.45 in Cannington, first and second time up. I cannot wait until he comes over to Vic. He's going to be something special. He's currently $34.
Mm.
Shagger, anything?
Yeah, there's a young bitch.
I like that from you, Kenny.
I've got a few more, but I don't want to mention it because I feel like I'm going to be stepping on Shagger's toes. There might be a few dogs we're popping up here. Well, actually, we might have the same dogs here, which is a good sign.
We'll see. We'll see what
great we come up
with. Yeah, but I was very impressed with Immunity.
Snap.
I think this is around the second fastest dog to go around Shep in about the last 10 years. Might be mistaken. There might be another one, but I think Hardstyle Rico is the only dog to run around Shep quicker than her in the last 10 years. She's a half-sister to Black Obium. She's in the Jason Thompson kennel. Her early pace seems to be coming along nicely, and there's just so many things that line up for her to point towards her being a Group 1 winner down the track. And, who knows, at the rate she's travelling, only turning 2 in December.
Shagger's been going to Shepparton since what age were you? Like 2 years old or something? So he's seen a lot of good dogs on that track over his time. And this looks like a really serious dog.
But yeah, so yeah, I'm very impressed with it. I'm going to touch on one of its litter mates a bit later in the show. Another one I wanted to mention is Music Event, who's just stepped up to the 500 metres recently with a few sub 30 runs at the Meadows. Can absolutely burn early, which is crucial for the group ones.
He was running the other night and missed the kick. We were talking about this the other day. Yeah. He missed the kick and he was able to run the dogs in front down. So
and still ran about 29.90. Yeah,
he's looking like a serious dog as well.
Yeah. Another one that actually kicked off in Country Victoria, I think he won his maiden in Bendigo in the Gold Rush series there. And since went on, he did a sub 25 run at Shep as well. So, a couple of younger ones coming through that I think have serious potential.
There's another dog, Zippin' Albert. It actually ran down Music Event earlier in its career, and he's had a few wins at Warrigal, Ballarat and Cranbourne since. I think he'll come on a bit as well.
That was my boom dog from a couple of months ago.
This is divine.
Yeah, boom dog on the show.
This is divine listening. I've sat here and I've just listened to two greyhound fans just wax lyrical about some Melbourne Cup chances. So I'll take some great benefit out of that.
Just for anybody them all. Looking for a bet too. So Immunity is currently third. No, we're just calling it their prices. So Immunity is currently $31. Zipping Albert, $51. Spitfire, $34. And Music Event is $21.
All right, let's play a quick game. Put your narries on the line here. Give us a roughie for the Melbourne Cup right now.
Immunity.
Oh,
I'll go with Spitfire. Sunset Spitfire.
Okay. Like it. All right, let's see what happens. All right, great stuff. Time for your time to shine here, Kenny. Invest in the West.
Right, so we're going to go into race two. It's a maiden race. It doesn't look they have a lot of depth. There's a lot of dogs here that aren't putting good times in the clock. Box one here, Kanye Drift, is making his debut. It didn't do a great time as trial, did around the 30-60 mark, but if you go back and watch that trial, like, he was in box seven, he absolutely dived for the rail, so he just didn't get a run at all. He comes up with a cherry here. He's currently 2-1. I think that's way too big. He's with the right trainer, trained by Steve Withers, and as we've seen the trial, he just wants to get on that rail. He has it. I think he'll do a decent run. And so let's race to number one, Kanye Drift. Then we're going to head to race five. This is a 600 meter race. There's a few dogs here who've had some decent 520 runs who are stepping up in trip here for the first time. West on Roger has boxed three and he's probably most likely to lead up here. He did a good run last week. He did 29.87 over 520. Box four is, I've forgotten his name. Can we cut this out?
No, we're live and we're fast and loose, mate.
He's one of the Minellis. I'm roughing here off the top of my head.
What race were you talking?
It's something.
How is anyone going to have to listen to you?
You don't know the race.
Your own segment, you don't know the race and number.
Oh, I wasn't looking at the card. So I knew it was one of the Minellis. It's box four, Chomp Minelli. I knew that he's a letter roller, Fleck Minelli. 600 metres will suit him. But he's a habit of getting stuck early on in the race. He never really finds himself a good position. And then box five, his Rambo's Boy. I really liked his run last week. He clocked 29.89 over 520. He looked really strong around the corner. So I think he can just camp in box three here and run him down. So that's race five, box five, Rambo's Boy. Race six, we're going to be reaching for the stars in this race. Number six just wins, boss. He'll be a bit of a price. I think he'll be around the $10 mark. He's been running over 520s. We've mentioned him on the potty before. He dives for the rail, but he had a run at Mandura 2 starts ago over 490, where he was on the outside. I think he was in box five. He absolutely pinged. He seemed to really like the bend start. So I think these 600 meter boxes will suit him. And I'm just going to, I think he's going to go off $10. I'm actually just going to inject some value in that and go for a same race multi as well. So I'm going to look for Just Wins Boss to win. Box one, So Tough to come second. And box two, Historic Time, top four. So we'll get a nice juicy price on that.
It's going to pay the mozza.
Oh, it'll pay out a fortune, yeah.
Oh. I mean, this could be montage gold for you next week.
We're shooting for the stars, but like I'm obviously going to be backing this myself. I think
shoot for the stars, aim in the clouds. Yeah. Well, you're the man who loved 100-1 pop last night. So you know, if you tell us beforehand, we can't knock you down. What else you got?
Yeah, we're getting brave after last night, and then I'm going to finish off with the last race. Sudoku Ferrari is a hot favorite here. He was in box two last week, and I don't like the way he's a pup, and he's been boxing well from the outside. He's shifted inside. He's came out very slow. So I'm starting to think maybe he wants to stay in the outside. So I'm not backing him in box one. Out in box six here is Glenn Keeping. This dog's got bags of early pace. So he should lead up here. He's not the quickest dog in this race, but hopefully if the favorite does cut out wide, there'll be a bit of trouble in behind him. So if he can avoid that, he can go on for the win. And he'll be a decent price as well, around the 5-1 mark. So that's race 12, box 6, Glenn Keeping.
Bang. That's all from us. We're going to give Shagger a turn. Well done. Well done. All right, Shagger, you know what to do. Let's shag.
What should we do now?
Well, I've got an idea. Why don't we shag?
All right, so kicking off at the Meadows, race 5's the first race I'm looking at here. And Keeper of Keys is the dog that I like. Has a couple of dogs to his inside that should begin pretty well and stay near the rail. And I think the vacant box 5 and not too much other early pace around him should be able to, he should be able to get away relatively clear. And if he doesn't cop any big checks, he should be getting home far too well for these ones. So that's race 5, number 3 at the Meadows, Keeper of Keys to win.
Yeah, baby. Yeah.
Then race 7, number 7, Houdat Opal has incredibly good early pace. And I think we'll skip away to such a big lead here that they just won't catch her. I'm a little wary in generally of dogs stepping up to a bigger distance for their first go and tipping them. But she's run 29.77 at the Meadows a couple of weeks ago with a 5-flat split, and I trust that the experienced trainer Stan Ralph wouldn't be putting her over the 600 unless he was confident she'd see it out. So as long as she does her usual thing early, she should get an uncatchable lead here, I think. And then race 9, number 1, O'Sullivan. He's the best dog in this race and drawn well. Not much early pace to his outside, so even though his past three runs haven't looked his best, he should get all the breaks here and should be able to get back in the winner's circle. So race 9, number 1, O'Sullivan to get the job done there.
Yeah, what baby. About
box 8, a rock star Lincoln.
Very well suited out wide. Rockstar Lincoln. I don't think he'll run the overall time to be able to beat O'Sullivan, but he is well drawn, so he will stay off and get a pretty good run out there.
Well done, Shagger. That all we got?
I've got a couple more.
Oi, oi.
Okay, rattle through them.
Race 10, number 2, Equalizer. He's the litter brother to Immunity, who we spoke about earlier. So obviously from a litter that's going really well, he's very fast and he should win this and justify his short price. As I mentioned, the litter's going really well. He has decent enough box manners at this stage, but I'd expect that he only gets better with more race experience in that regard. And there's not heaps of early pace here, so I think he can hold his own early and then explode away for a nice win. Aston Ulysses is in box 7. He's a nice young dog too, and probably will feature in the multiples. So maybe even a little same race multi if you're not too keen on the short odds. You could perhaps have Equalizer to win and Aston Ulysses top 3.
Yeah, baby. Yeah.
Then finally looking at race 11, number 4, Shonky Sticker. In a race where there aren't really any dogs here that sizzle early on. I think this might suit Shonky Sticker with the vacant box to his outside. He won nicely at Warrigal and Shepparton recently, and on those runs I think he can get the job done here as well. So that's race 11, number 4, Shonky Sticker to win.
Yeah, baby! Yeah.
And that's all from me at the Meadows.
Shonky Sticker. I like it. Shonky. Let's take a break, boys. We'll be back for the final little split here on SEN Track. Welcome back to the Nolan Chasers here on SEN Track and Sportsbet. And this is the last time you'll hear us at this time of the evening on a Friday, because as I said, we are pushing to a Wednesday evening, moving forward, big racing on a Wednesday. Oh, geez, I get my snout into that. Cannot wait. Hey, boys, partly my fault, talking way too much garbage and smack. I'm going to have to bypass dog food, brought to you by Chum Dog Food, so tasty. Still get the sponsors happy. But no dog food today. Instead, we're going to go straight to our best value players of the week. Show me the money.
Here comes the money.
Here we go. Money talks.
Here comes the money. Money.
All right, boysters. You know how this works. Best value player of the week. You can't pick anything shorter than $5. So Shagger tends to go, oh, crap, I'll let me multi something. What do you got for us today, Shagadelic?
Going to the Meadows, race 6, number 8, Mapunga Maggie. It's a 600-metre race here. She's sitting around $6.50 at the moment.
Okay, what? Why?
Because she's got a really good PB. I thought you just wanted the tip, but really good PB over that distance. She has the speed to win the race, so why not?
Yeah, well done. Yeah, okay. She's gonna, show me the money.
Going to have to do everything right from that draw, but yeah, just.
Okay.
That's why you're getting the value.
You've had your time to speak there, Shagger. Now it's Kenny's time.
I'm going to go with that dog I mentioned earlier. It's Risk 6 at Cannington, Box 6 Just Wins Boss.
Okay. Price?
It's currently $7. I think I might go off figure. It's currently $7 anyway.
Okay. I'm going to trump you, boys. I'm going to the Meadows, race 10, number 1, Mississippi Mud. $10 you can get for this dog, trained by Rita Gap. Probably fall out of the barriers. I say it every time. Probably fall out of the boxes, but I think can have a bit of a lunge at him. Had a couple of wins on the trot. At $10 to roll the favourite on his outside. That's number 1, Mississippi Mud, at the Meadows, race 10. Non-chasers multi, boysters. We're going to keep it a 3-quarter multi because Gunner's not here, but we've managed to get the Sydney Whisperer to add a leg in. I'll kick us off. I'm going race 11, Shonky Sticker, to place at $1.35. So probably won't be the first leg of the multi, but I can sure as hell tell you it'll be anchoring one leg of the multi. So Shonky Sticker, the 4, at $1.35 to place. Kenny?
I'm going to go with race 8 at Wenty, box 5, Weblek Eagle, and our Sydney Whisperer is going for race 5 at Wenty, box 7, Ebby Jet Power.
Like it. Shag?
So I'll put a little bit more value in with a race 2, number 1, Zemira Bale. I'm paying $1.90 a place at the moment.
Oh, it could get us off to a nice start in the non-chasers multi. And what's the Sydney Whisperer slid in there for us, Kenny?
Like I already said, race 5, box 7, Abbey Jet Power.
Clear that wax out of your ears, there, Paddy.
Sorry, mate. Sorry. My ears are painted on today. I'm not having a good day. I'm sure as hell I'm not having a good day. So $4?
Yeah, so all you need is 3 winners out of the 4. Oh. Max bet $50 and we'll pay that out at $4.
Bang. Live it, love it, dream it, breathe it. That is the non-chasers multi, the beauty of it. Gentlemen, fast and loose could be a generous way to describe today's show. It was a bit of a swan song to the Friday 10 p.m. time slot we've got. As I said, we'll be moving to Wednesday night 7 p.m. more prime time, so people can tune. Any final thoughts, questions, or musings from you, boys?
Back some winners.
Not really. Enjoy your weekend. Gamble responsibly. Yeah. If you're not having fun, stop.
Yeah, well done. And great final musings from Shagger there. Just a little, says a little bon voyage and a wave to the Friday time slot by saying back some winners. Very good. Well done, boys. We'll have Gunner back next week. And as I said, we'll be on Wednesdays. If you're a racing fan, the Hotham's next Friday as well. So get around that. But most importantly, if you are going to have a punt on anything with Sportsbet, just do so in a responsible manner. And we'll see you later. Bye.
See ya.